Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Out of My Mind podcast. This is Keith Crosby, your host, where we take a look at the crazy world around us through the lens of Scripture. And today we take up a very, very difficult topic. I want to give you plenty of trigger warnings. There are going to be some things that are really unseemly said here that I've recorded, and I just want to warn you. So, let's talk about racism. Racism. This is a very thorny subject today. Racism is a sin. It's a sin against God because people are created in the image and likeness of God. And when you disregard or discount or disrespect people because of their ethnicity or race or socioeconomic condition, it is a sin against a holy God. Let's understand that. And so I want to play for you some pretty over-the-top racist statements made by government officials, lawmakers and influencers for that matter, that are just absolutely astounding with regard to their insensitivity and their lack of self-awareness. And they're not from the so-called usual suspects that you would think. And as we do this, I want you to think about something called projection. And projection is when you project on others what you're thinking in your own mind and heart. And what we find here in these audio clips that I'm going to play for you is projection. Because these individuals are racist to the core, and they're thinking like racist, and they assume that other people think like them, and so therefore they say what they say in unguarded moments as they try to reason their way through the immigration situation in sort of a bizarre way. Here's Nancy Pelosi.
Immigrants up north, we need them to pick the crops down here.
Here's one. This is an influencer on The View after a Latina commentator talks about people making racist comments, and then this influencer, Kelly Osborne, weighs in, making a racist comment.
To be addressed, and it does need to be fixed.
Interesting.
But making those comments, those racist comments, do not help.
And if you
kick every Latino out of this country, then who is going to be cleaning your toilet, Donald Trump?
Oh, that's not.
In the sense that, no. You know what I mean? Like, what I'm saying,
there's more jobs to be
in LA.
To her credit, the Latina commentator begins to challenge Kelly Osborne, but Kelly Osborne is saying out loud what the progressive left thinks about minorities in general. They have this paternalistic view of them that they need to be taken care of because they're too stupid to do anything else, and they are only qualified in the minds of the left for menial tasks, which is not true, of course. That's racism. Listen to the comments of another Democratic lawmaker. And she gives a list of jobs that immigrants do and are qualified to do. At the same time, she's conflating jobs done by legal immigrants, true migrants, as opposed to illegal immigrants. I'm sure illegal immigrants do these jobs as well, but she's conflating the two, legal versus illegal immigration. Nevertheless, consider what she says they're good for. And this congresswoman's name is Jamaya Jayapal.
Immigrants pick the food we eat, clean our homes, and look after the most precious in our families.
Now, I want to ask you the question, and again, she's conflating legal and illegal immigrants, but is the reason for bringing these people in to cut our grass, to clean our homes, to pick our crops at the lowest possible wage, is that the goal here? Is that all they're good for? You have to realize here is the progressive left is generally elitist. Generally well-paid, well-educated, and they look down on other people. And you see this come through in the racism they show to migrants. Migrants of all stripes, basically. They're there to be exploited like slaves. This is racism, basically. Economic slavery. Have them come in to do jobs that educated white people don't do. People like Nancy Pelosi, Gavin Newsom. Here's a lawmaker that really lays it out on the table. I'm going to have to edit this for language.
I'm going to be really crude right now. We're not going to have anybody around to wipe our asses because we don't have enough people in our country now to fill the jobs that we have right now.
So what we need are people to do the nasty things that we don't want to do. And who better to do that than brown people coming from south of the border or people of color coming from some other place, less educated people. This is the worst type of racism. It is incipient racism. It is the racism of the elites. And don't kid yourself. This is all about economics, not morality. Let's bring in slaves to do the work that we don't want to do. It's probably no secret that this was the party of slavery prior to the American Civil War. Little has changed because they're still doing the same thing. It's not a plantation now. It's government assistance. It's enslaving people economically. It's exploitation, and they point the finger at other people because they assume other people think the way they do. That's projection. They're racist. It's bizarre. I remember the late Robert Byrd. He was the Senate Majority Leader for the Democratic Party back in 2010, I think it was, throwing the N-word around in an interview, and he got a pass. Nobody called him out. Why was that? How is that? And so, yes, racism, in a sense, is alive and well worldwide, certainly in this country as well, but it's mostly the elites who want to suppress people, who want to enslave people, and they use illegal immigrants as a pawn in a high-stakes political game that is unconscionable, inhumane. I remember when former President Joe Biden described Barack Obama as the first African-American guy who was kind of articulate and clean. Let me play that for you now.
I mean, you got the first sort of mainstream African-American,
yeah,
who is articulate and bright and clean.
So here you have the elitist mindset leaking out, and it's terrible. It's sin. It's revealing. It's racism. And as these people insist, doesn't matter whether the intentions are good, it's wrong and it's despicable. But as is the case with most progressive elites, there is one standard for me and one standard for thee. Remember the shenanigans when illegal aliens were flown from Texas and Florida to Martha's Vineyard, and the people welcomed them, and then they got them out of their highfalutin neighborhoods within 72 hours and sent them to other unwashed regions of the country. This is the elitist mindset. This is the heart of the racist mindset. And the two coincide, particularly in this fight on immigration. There is the side which is for the law ordained by God, right? Romans 13, 1 Peter 2, we respect every human institution. That includes the law, and those who want to break the law, those who want to skirt the law for some sort of personal and political gain. These are the elitists, and their pawns are people of color because these people are racist. I think we're going to stop here. I'm going to pick up the subject of racism in our next podcast, and I'm going to ask and answer the question, what is racism? And we're going to look at a history of racism. So please join us. In the meantime, thanks for listening. I know this is a difficult topic. It's squeamish listening to these comments. But if you have any questions, email me at keithcrosby@yahoo.com, keithcrosby@yahoo.com. Put podcast in the comments. If you like, share us with your friends. Give us a good rating on whatever podcast platform you're listening on. In the meantime, this is Keith Crosby signing off. May God bless you and God keep you.